Good morning. What a wonderful joy it is to praise God on the Sabbath. Thank you for the joy of that music. This is scripture reading. This is coming from 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. That's the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Steve. And thank you, choir. That was beautiful. Beautiful. Well, Brother Hugh and his wife, raise your hands, will you? There, come on. There they are, right back there. These are their flowers, if you notice in the bulletin, for their anniversary. And she said it's 30 years. That would make them, 48. Congratulations. Happy anniversary. That's great. It was about 1540, the year 1540. And Luther's friend and assistant, Frederick Baconius, became very sick. And he was expected to die. And as he lay there on his deathbed, he wrote a farewell letter to Luther. And when Luther got the letter, he sent back his reply. And this is what he said. Listen carefully. I command thee in the name of God to live, because I still need thee in the work of reforming the church. The Lord will never let me hear that you are dead, but will permit thee to survive me. For this I am praying. This is my will, and may my will be done, because I seek only to glorify the name of God. Wow. How many pray that strong, huh? That's a strong prayer. That is a real strong prayer. That's somebody that's walking with God. I really believe that. In the Sabbath school lesson, I was listening to the teacher, and one of the things that came across this last week that kind of made me really think, you know, when you share Jesus, do you just talk about him, or do you actually share him? Now, there's a difference, and it's not easy to detect. Now, and I had to think to myself, do I just talk about Jesus, or is he with me and I share him? That's a challenge. That's a challenge. I think that Luther had pretty close relationship with God and Jesus. So it's a strong prayer. But Baconius, even though he had lost his ability to speak, completely recovered. Completely recovered. And are you ready for this? And he outlived Luther by 2 months. By 2 months, he outlived Luther. How earnest are we in our prayer life? You know, during the first part of the year, we focused on the Holy Spirit for a few times. Challenged you to dig into the scriptures, spend more time with God, reading the scriptures. And I am very excited and pleased that many of you have said to me, you are spending more time with God and reading the scriptures. And I say, praise God. You know, we really believe that we're moving in the last days, and how true that is. We need to spend time with Jesus. But what about prayer? You know, We can, and I have, I'll be honest with you, we can and I have read the scriptures. Close it and think about it. But do we ever get into deep prayer with Jesus after what we read? Communicate with him. Listen to him. Pray and then be silent for a little bit. How is our prayer life? We need to be a church of prayer, friends. We need to be a church of prayer. We need to earnestly seek God's face. We need to become a people of prayer. And a little over a year ago, I went through what we called the concert of prayer, and I said, hey, we need to do this at least once a year. So here we are. I want to take time and as a church, just be a praying church. A praying church. And so that's what this morning is all about. So again, our scripture reading that Steve read so well, if my people, that's you folks, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. What a promise. What a promise to spend time with God in prayer. And basically, in the concert of prayer, we have focus. We're focusing on the Lord's Prayer, you know. The disciples asked Jesus, you know, teach us to pray. And what does he give them? He gives them the Lord's Prayer. And so there's certain principles in the Lord's Prayer. Now, I have several books on the Lord's Prayer, and everybody does a little bit different. I try to keep it a little bit simple, glean from what I got from the books. And so basically there's four stages in the Lord's Prayer, and we're going to take a look at those stages in just a moment. But there are three areas that I think that you and I can focus more deeply on when it comes to prayer. Three areas. In other words, what I like to challenge you to do is develop a prayer shield where you're in prayer almost all the time. A prayer shield. And there's three steps to a prayer shield. Three steps. And the first one is find two, three, maybe four people that you know will pray for you every day. Now, definitely your spouse will. You know that. So that's one, right? If you're married. Pray for you every day. People you know who will pray for you every day. I pray for my children, my grandchildren, and my great-grandchild and one to come every morning and every night. And I know many of you do the same for your children. You know, there's not a time that my wife and I do not pray for our family and our extended family. We pray for you a lot. I can't say that I pray for every one of you every day, but we pray for you a lot. So what I want you to do, I want you to think in your mind right now, who are two or three or four people that you know will pray for you every day? And communicate with them. Let them know when you need prayer. You know, they will pray for you. That's your first prayer shield. Okay, have you got two or three names in your mind? Yeah, there's some hands raising up. Good. Good. Do it. Do it. That's the first step to prayer. The second step in a prayer shield is to find about 10 people. About 10 people. And that, you know, that's really easy if you belong to a small group. Hint, hint. Yeah. If you're attending a small group, or if you're not attending a small group and you'd like to join a small group, please do. You see them in the bulletin, they're lined up there. A group of 10 people, you know, 6, 10, 15 people. And these are your prayer warriors. These are your prayer warriors. These are the ones that's going to be praying for you as a small group. They remember you in prayer, especially during the times when they're praying and you happen to share something. They're going to pray for you, not just during the small group time, but even during the week. They're going to pray for you. And I discovered something really interesting. I hope you don't mind me sharing this, but you know, we're all busy, aren't we? We're busy, and we think we got to do this, we got to do that, and oh, I need to pray for so-and-so, but we don't pause and do it. So, like, one of the new things I've just come up with, and I'm kind of excited about it, if you don't mind me sharing it with you, is on the way to church here this morning, I called two people who I knew needed prayer, and so driving my home to the church, I prayed with two people on the phone. Now, I'm not hanging on the phone, but it's separate, you know, okay? My truck is lined up with my phone, and I can just talk while I'm driving. And I prayed for two people. Pray for Betty. You know Betty Lawrence. I called her, and I said, Betty, what are you doing home? You know, she's getting ready to have surgery. She's been having some problems with her stomach, and she has got it lined up, and now she's going to have surgery Thursday. So let's remember Betty in prayer for surgery Thursday. Things are lined up. And then I called Margaret in Ashland Church. She's broke her hip. Bless her heart. And I had prayer with her on the way to church this morning. Just prayed with them. Find times, openings where you can pray. You know? Find times. Think of different ways we can pray for one another. And then the third area of a prayer shield is any number of people. Any number of people who will pray for you occasionally. Of course, you got to let them know that you like to have prayer for something. Let them know, and they will pray for you. So our focus has become my challenge to you, and the focus is to become a church of prayer. Wouldn't that be exciting? Be known as a church. Whoa, Valley View Church is a church of prayer and full of the Holy Spirit. Whew. I can't think of any greater blessings than for us to have that kind of reputation. A church of prayer. A church praying for the Holy Spirit constantly. And we'll continue. If you don't mind, I will continue once a year at least. And we'll have this, we'll take this time just to focus on prayer and to think about prayer. So back to the Lord's Prayer just for a moment. I've taken the Lord's Prayer and I said three, but actually it's in four sections. I've taken four principles I see in it. The first principle is praise. God loves to hear our praises. How many times do we get down and we want to pray and we start asking God for this and that and that? Whoa, what if we just started out like Jesus did and praise God? Praise God. And then intercede for one another. Pray for one another. Offer your petitions. That's what the Lord's Prayer teaches us. And the third phase that he teaches us after we do all that is to confess our sins and ask for forgiveness. That's interesting to me. It always has been, because I can remember as a young Christian always thinking that God will never hear my prayers unless I confess my sins first. The Lord's Prayer doesn't teach that. The Lord's Prayer teaches us to pray. Praise his name. Honor him. Sing a song to him. Then pray for one another. Then confess my sins. And then the Lord's Prayer ends, the fourth one, on praise. The Lord's Prayer begins with praise and ends on praise. So let's take a look. Let's take a look at the Lord's Prayer. First phase, phase one. And it's taken from Matthew and Luke, the two areas. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. That's praise, friends. Our Father, praise him for his relationship to me and to the family of God. Thank him for who he is. And I always think of the parable of the lost son, you know. We are all lost at one time. But God never gave up on us. Never gave up on one of us. And he still has children out there that are lost. They've gone to do their own things. And in our small group, we pray for some of these people. We know who should be here. And they're not. And we pray for them. Intercede for them. the father waited and waited at that gate. Remember the story? Every day he'd go out there and look at the road, down the road. And finally, one day he sees his son coming. Whew! The father sat there and locked the gate and wouldn't let him in, right? Wrong. Man, he opened that gate and he ran down the road to greet. That's God. That's how excited God gets when he finds we're going to come to him and return to him. And I just praise God. I praise God. Isaiah 57:15 says, "For thus saith the high and the lofty one, who inhabits eternity, whose name's holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite one." He's in heaven. Our Father, which art in heaven. In heaven, sitting on those thrones. Beautiful. We can't even describe. I read something here a while back that somebody called Ellen White one day and asked her to give them a description of heaven because they were an artist and they wanted to paint it. And she said, "You can't do that. You can't do that. It's impossible. Heaven is so beautiful, you can never capture it on a canvas." That's where God is. And he's looking down there and he cares for each one of us. Acts 7:49 says, "Heaven is my throne. The earth is my footstool. What house will you build for me, says the Lord, or that is the place of my rest?" Heaven, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name or your name. Praise him for who he is. Praise his name, his character. His name is the expression of his being, we're told. Exodus 34:5-7 says, "Now the Lord descendeth on the cloud, and he stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful, gracious, long-suffering, abounding in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, by no means clearing the guilty, visiting iniquity of the fathers upon the children, the children's children to the third and fourth generation." But when we give our hearts to God, we confess our sins, he's gracious. He cleans the slate. Praise be God. Hallowed be his name. Praise his name and worship him. So you know what I want to do right now? I want to take time to praise him. I want to come down here. My wife's going to take her mic and we're going to have a praise time. I want you to praise. Share with me what God has done for you. Share with me and share with one another and share with everyone the praises you have that you'd like to give this morning. Who'd like to start? Anyone? There's a hand right here. I'll grab this one. Our dear friend.
I praise you, God, because you have made me and you're taking care of me day by day, moment by moment. I love you. Because you first loved me, I praise you because you are worthy of my praise, and I thank you for life, for health, for answered prayer, and for all the people that are praying for me. Amen.
Amen. That is a praise report for you. Good. Thank you, Jean. Anyone else? What has God done for you this past week? Anything? Back here.
I praise the Lord because he answered my prayer. I asked him to open the doors that I may be able to help my grandson to move in with me and that my grandson would be willing. You know, I asked the Lord that he would move on Micah's heart, and he has answered my prayer. Micah is living with me now, and
Amen.
He's not in the street, and I praise him for that.
Amen. And we pray for Micah every week, don't we? Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? What has God done for you this past week? Good.
On my way here yesterday, my electrical system went out in the car and it died. And so the first thing when you figure that out is prayer, of course. I need a wide spot in the road to pull off. And one magically appeared. I was in the right place at the right time, in the Lord watching over me, and the car is in good hands now, and I have hope.
Praise God. Thank you. Good. God even cares about cars.
That's right. And little things.
Yes. Yes, sister.
I just praise the Lord that the people in the choir, especially some that joined later, and that Daisy helped to really, because it was sort of a struggle getting it going the first few weeks and getting practices together, and I just am very pleased that hopefully we praise the Lord. And even today, I had to go pick up Damaris, and I hit all green lights almost on the way. I praise the Lord for that.
Praise God for hitting green lights. I too want to praise God. That choir piece is beautiful. Beautiful. Another one over here.
I just want to praise God because he's helping our business to get contracts, and I'm really thankful because when we are able to grow our business, we can help others. So,
amen. Yeah. Amen. Wonderful, wonderful. Some of you in the back need to speak up, otherwise I keep running around.
I just want to praise the Lord for the miracle that he's doing in my life. He's becoming real to me every day, and his peace is totally surpasses
Amen.
Understanding.
Amen.
But like you said earlier, I just want to say the most powerful thing that started the change in my life was listening to the Word of God, listening to the whole Bible. And after I did that, I read Desire of Ages, and I read Great Controversy. I'm starting to read more, and it's created a desire in me. And it's true. If we just pray, God, help me to fall in love with you.
Yes.
And I was listening to the Bible, and I had no interest in it. But I'm like, you know what? I'm going to challenge God. And he loves that.
Amen. Amen.
I just wanted to praise the Lord for 19 years of my son's life. It's had his birthday yesterday. And I just thank you that both my boys love the Lord and that they're good kids. Not every parent can say that, you know, their kids are doing good things. And I'm just very blessed. And I also am very blessed that God put Marjorie in my life. She's been a good, dear friend. And I look forward to a long, long life of friendship with this one right here.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Got one right back there. Then we'll come back. There you go. The birthday boy.
Okay. I'm really thankful that is my birthday, like my mom said. I felt much more humble going into this new chapter in my life. I'm praying that God will show me where to go for college and what profession he wants me to go into. In prayers for that. I just want God to lead into my life more and show more of a Christ-like attitude and character towards others and family and everybody else around me in all walks of life, even from the church or just on the side of the street. So I want to present myself as a Christ-like attitude and something like that. So I'm thankful for that and thank you that I'm still here and making good decisions some of the time.
Praise God. 18 years old. 19. Whoa. Okay. Praise the Lord. Another one here.
So I just praise the Lord every morning for another day to live. After you know, nobody here really knows besides the Merrills that my mom passed away at 49. So she didn't make it much further than I am now. So I just praise him every morning that I get to wake up and live another day.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Brother Hugh.
Well, excuse me. I want to thank God for life. I want to thank God for my wife and my family and for the long many years he's given us. And because life has been good, it hasn't always been a bed of roses, but God doesn't promise us a bed of roses every day either. But I know that God is faithful, that his promises are faithful and true, and I just trust in him every day and commit myself and my family into his hands every day and know that that he hears and answers my prayers, and I'm thankful for all.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. Don't want to leave anybody out. Okay, brother. Yes.
I just want to praise and thank God for bringing me out of Sunday worshiping to worshiping on the Sabbath.
Praise God. And we're glad you're here.
Thank you.
Praise God. All right. Okay. One more here. Okay.
I know Brian has inspired me too to read, try to read more in the morning, you know. I know I should, and a lot of times I don't. And so I had started reading The Desire of Ages lately, and it was funny. A few days ago, I had watched the new episodes of The Chosen, if you all know what that's about. And it's sort of especially talking about Philip and Nathaniel's relationship. And I thought, now where did I just read that or hear about that? And it was that very chapter that morning that it was written about them. And I thought, I wonder if the script writers are reading The Desire of Ages, because it was so, you know, very close. Or it's probably in the Bible, you know.
Sure.
But, so
praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God. Wonderful. Wonderful. Let's pray. Father God, we do praise you. We thank you. We thank you so much for the love you have for each and every one of us. Praise your name. And Father, may we continue to just praise you, because you are our Father and you take care of us like nobody else ever even thought of. We thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. What a friend we have in Jesus. Ready? Go to our second phase. My computer's acting up. Well, it's on the screen. I'll look at the screen. Okay. The second phase is confession and forgiveness and deliverance. And the prayer continues, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So that was the second part of Jesus' prayer that he gave us. So forgive us our sins. Confess our sins in prayer. Ask for forgiveness. By the blood of Christ, I am forgiven. That's the promise as we confess. Isn't it interesting that Jesus teaches us to praise and then to confess? So this is confession. You know, this we skipped it. No, we didn't. Praise. We skipped a section, didn't we? My word. Back up. Pastor just made a big mistake. Intercession prayer. Oh, boy. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Praise God. Pray that I might have part in hastening his kingdom. Do you pray that? That we can be witness to our neighbors and our work associates and hasten that coming? My wife and I pray that all the time. I know you sometimes, well, some of you know me better, but sometimes you don't know me better. You think I am this guy that just does everything that he's supposed to do, and I'm just a great pastor and a great witness. My wife and I struggle. I'll be serious, I always struggle. We want to reach our friends, but I don't want to offend them. You understand what I'm saying? It's a toughie. I want to go over there and tell them, Sabbath is the seventh day of the week, not Sunday. Here, read this. How do we do it? You know, we need to pray, you know. God's kingdom is coming, and we want to be part of that. Ruth's father had an old saying. I'll never forget it, an old saying. It's called the leaning principle. When you talk to people about religion and Jesus or anything about God, and they start backing up, you stop talking. You start back. In other words, if you're leaning forward and they're listening, good. If they're leaning backwards, back up. He says, live by the leaning principle. So we still struggle, but we're praying. We want to be part of bringing the kingdom of heaven. You know, your pastor is just like you. I'm sorry to tell you that. I'm just like you. Yeah. So pray that I might be part of the hastening of the kingdom of God. Revelation 11:15 says, then the seventh angel sounded, and there was a loud voice in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of the Lord and of Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. What a day that will be. What a day that will be. Father, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Isn't that beautiful? On earth as it is in heaven. Pray that the will of God is done in my life, in my family's lives, in my friends' lives. We want the will of God to happen in our lives. Okay? And then give us today our daily bread. We can ask God for things that we need every day. Every day. You know? Pray for that which will sustain us, temporal and spiritual. If you need money, pray for money. If you need a job, pray for a job. You know? Healing, strength, love, special friend, relational needs, wisdom, guidance. Philippians 4:19. For my God will supply all your need. Did you hear that? All your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. How rich is the Father? Unlimited resources. He supplies all your need. Of course, you have to emphasize there's a difference between wants and needs. I know that. Okay. So what I want you to do now, I want you to just ignore the time. This is time for prayer. Just don't even look at the clock. Get into groups of twos, threes, fours. Just right around you. Just get in little groups. and pray for one another. We're just going to take time. There's going to be quiet music. If you have something you want them to pray for you, just say it, and we'll give you a few moments. Okay, I want to see movement here. Get in little groups so you can pray. And let's pray and talk to Jesus. Yeah, if you have to get up and move around, do that. Let's talk to Jesus and share with one another and pray for one another, okay? Father God, we thank you so much for this time of prayer. As people pray for one another, may you answer those prayers in a very, very special way. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. At first, I pray for light. So now we go to confession and forgiveness, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. You know, confess my sins in prayer. God is faithful. He will forgive. He promises he'll forgive this. There is not a sin that any of us can commit. Now, I know you're going to challenge that because you say sin against the Holy Spirit. Come on, we're not there. You wouldn't even be here at church today if you had that sin. It's not a sin you can't confess that he won't forgive. He forgives them all. He's very forgiving. Our God is a God of love and blessings. As we forgive those who sin against us. Now, I know sometimes we're offended by individuals, pray for them. Pray for them. Pray that God will bless them. You know, he says, bless who? Our enemies. Pray that God will bless our enemies. So he promises that he will forgive us and he will bless us. 1 John 1:9. If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's a promise. No buts about it. Revelation 1:5, Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and made us kings and priests. Kings and priests. Have you been reading the Mechelot that side? You know, there wasn't such a thing as kings and priests. He promises that he's going to make us kings and priests. And then lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. That's our prayer. Let's take a few moments just now. Just take a few moments just now. And I want, there's going to be music playing, but I want you to just pray to God individually, silently, forgiving those who have offended you. Forgiving ourselves, that's a biggie, isn't it? Asking God just to forgive us. Let's pray. Father God, you have heard the prayer of your people. And I ask personally that you'll forgive me if I have ever offended any of them. Bless us, I pray. Hear our prayers. Forgive us of all our sins, our iniquities, even the ones we don't understand yet. Cleanse us and make us whole. We thank you and praise you for the blood of Jesus that cleanses us. In Jesus' name, amen. I need the prayers.
I need the prayers of those I love while traveling o'er life's rugged way, that I may true and faithful be. Jesus every day. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above, and intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love. I want my friends to pray for me, to hold me up on wings of faith, that I may walk the narrow way, kept by our Father's glorious grace. I want my friends to pray for me, to bear my tempted soul above, and intercede with God for me. I need the prayers of those I love.
Amen. I hope you pray for your pastor. I pray for you. And the Lord's Prayer ends, "For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever." Amen. The kingdom. And Revelation says, "And they sang a new song, saying, 'You are worthy to take the scroll and to open the seals, for you were slain and have made us kings and priests of our God, and we shall reign on the earth.' And then I looked and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures, the elders. The number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, 'Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessings.' And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, such are as in the sea, all that are in them, I heard saying, 'Blessing and honor and glory and power to him who sits on the throne, to the Lamb forever and ever.' And then the four living creatures said, 'Amen.' And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever." Praise God. The Lord's Prayer.
Temptation.